is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Good afternoon.
Jeez, we're just reading all these stories about Cloris Leachman.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, let's start by talking about some of them. So the news this afternoon is that Academy Award winning and Emmy Award winning actress Cloris Leachman has passed away at the age of 94. She died of natural causes yesterday. And by all accounts, it seems that she was an extremely beloved figure in Hollywood.
And a busy working actor for a steady, 70 years or something like that. Really incredible career.
Well, incredible, because when you think about it, Cloris Leachman's fame really didn't start to take off until she was in her 40s.
Is that when she was Phyllis?
That's when she was Phyllis, and that's why when she did The Last Picture Show, she won an Academy Award for her performance in that film. But she had been a working actress on the stage and TV and some movies for 20 years, really, before Mary Tyler Moore, and her fame picked up in the 70s, Young Frankenstein, and movies like that.
Mm-hmm. I did grab a clip from The Last Picture Show, if you want to listen. This is let me turn off Spotify first.
She won an Oscar.
Here's her kind of having a bit of a breakdown in the kitchen.
What am I doing apologizing to you? Why am I always apologizing to you, you little bastard? 3 months I've been apologizing to you without you even being here. I haven't done anything wrong. Why can't I quit apologizing? You're the one who ought to be sorry. I wouldn't still be in my bathrobe if it hadn't been for you. I had my clothes on hours ago. You're the one who made me quit caring if I got dressed or not.
Pretty good.
She's the embittered housewife who, you know, just everyone looks through.
Right, right. And then she reprised that role in the sequel to The Last Picture Show called Texasville. So both those movies based on the writings of author Larry McMurtry.
And I remember her in Daisy Miller. I don't know why I remember that movie, but I do.
Yeah, she was in Daisy Miller. That was also a Peter Bogdanovich movie.
Okay.
And then, but she could do that dramatic acting and then at the same time be hilarious in Young Frankenstein. She was in another
hilarious.
Yes, and she was in another Mel Brooks movie, High Anxiety. And Emmys left and right. I mean, she was just the act. Accolades kept coming, and you know, every part of her life she'd be able to transition into different kinds of roles, and just working steadily in TV, I would say, for the past 50 years.
Did she say that Phyllis was the character most like her, that like when she took that role, because she was, like you said, almost 40, that she was Phyllis, that is the character? I think she has said that in an interview, that she's most like her, and that's why maybe she attributed her winning.
Sure.
Because she was just being herself, kind of, in a way.
Oh, gosh. You know, I could totally believe that in that way in Phyllis. And so iconic. And the Mary Tyler Moore Show, just groundbreaking when it came out in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually found her way in 1946. Here's a fun fact about Cloris Leachman. She participated in the Miss America pageant. In 1946.
Mm-hmm. She's from Des Moines, Iowa, right?
Yeah. Yes, she is. Mm-hmm. And she went to Northwestern University here in Chicago. Gorgeous. So she was acting on Broadway in the late 40s. It seems that she was an understudy for South Pacific and some other plays. And then she moved on to do, it seems like she was doing some television work in the 1950s, because that's what you did in the 50s. New York was the center of television, and they did a lot of live theater on TV.
Yeah.
She was also in movies like Kiss Me Deadly. She was a sexy hitchhiker in that movie. Mm. So, you know, just acting for decades and really just such a delight, and really a great loss in Hollywood today.
Mm.
Yeah, and she is she's survived by sons Adam, George Jr., Morgan, and the family is requesting, hey, if you want to celebrate Cloris Leachman, make a donation to PETA or Last Chance for Animals.
All right.
Those are organizations.
She was a pistol, and she so was. Much fun on Dancing with the Stars, too.
Oh, she was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Remember? I forgot about that.
Yes. She did
that. She went for a while.
She did. And then, you know, she ended up being, it kind of did whatever she wanted to do that show. And she was like in her 80s.
She was in her 80s. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. All right. Well, go down a YouTube rabbit hole tonight and watch some Cloris.
And she won an Emmy for performing, being on the Cher show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are so many Emmys that Cloris Leachman won. I'm just like looking through this. It's like, Emmy number 7 was from this. And then, you know, just truly, truly a talent. She had, oh gosh, I can't even calculate how many Emmy nominations she had in her life. But rest assured, it's at least 19.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm very mad that the Screen Actor Guild Award never gave Cloris a lifetime achievement. I'm just saying, Julia, it does sort of seem like, what was going on there? They're not listening. We're not going to get in trouble.
No, I'm not saying that, but there's a lot of old people.
Julia,
they were giving awards to.
Jeez.
Well, think of all the people that won it. I mean, James Garner, he died right after.
I'm just saying that when you're 94, like someone could have been 4 years ago. Hey, Cloris, like once you reach 90, they should really make the list shorter.
Holly, did you watch the Mad About You reboot on Amazon Prime? Because it seems like she was in 10 episodes last year at 92, 93 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's something we need to go watch.
Let's go do that. That's on Amazon Prime, I think.
Okay. Let's get on that after we watch those other 1,900,000 shows. Right.
I mean, just add it to the list. Right. Here's a show that you can add to the list that's going to be starring Dylan McDermott.
Ooh.
He's joining Christopher Maloney in Law and Order Organized Crime at
NBC. All right,
NBC.
So there's the new edition.
And I like it, Organized Crime. People are interested in this.
In the mob stuff right now.
Well, organized crime can be white, anything white. White collar. There's lots of ways to criminally organize money away from the taxation of the government.
That is very true. Mm-hmm. So Christopher Maloney is reprising his role as Elliot Stabler in this series. And so he's going to battle organized crime after a devastating personal loss. Mm. So there's the angle. We don't know what Dylan McDermott is going to be doing in this series, but he's going to be a series regular. So there you go. Have fun. With that, another thing. Oh my gosh, if you haven't had enough Game of Thrones in your darn life, HBO Max is developing an animated series based on Game of Thrones.
Well, all right. I mean, I like that the animators are getting a job.
Yeah.
That's always good.
I mean, that's all you can say with these projects. So we don't have any details. Mm-hmm. We don't know what the heck it's going to be about. HBO Max doesn't want to talk about it. Yeah. So we're just going to have to guess
for ourselves. Very, very popular anime. So it's probably going to do very well.
Yes, yeah. It probably is.
And did you guys talk about Nicole Kidman and her preparation?
It's funny you're doing that you're saying that because we are going to, for Vintage Scandal, we're going to talk about Lucille Ball and the direction that Aaron Sorkin is likely going with this movie. It is scandalous.
Well, fabulous. Oh, good. All right. Nicole says of playing Lucille Ball.
Scandal. Vintage Scandal.
Quite the scandal.
You were kind of excited about this today. So we postponed Millie Vanilli.
It is underlined on the sheet, so that must mean something.
Well,
I was excited.
I was just excited about it because we had been talking about this Aaron Sorkin casting Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem to play Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz in a movie.
Yes.
And we were so focused on just the I Love Lucy part of it that we were forgetting, wait a second, it's Aaron Sorkin, he who did a blistering take on Mark Zuckerberg, which was the social network, and also, Apple's founder, Steve Jobs, you know, did that movie, too. Mm-hmm. He is not going to just, like...
Tell the fluffy part of the story.
That's right. So here is what he has to work with.
Okay.
Julia. All right. The film is set during a single production week of I Love Lucy, in which... the couple reportedly faced a crisis that could end their careers and their marriage.
Okay.
And even though Lucy Arnaz, mm-hmm. the daughter, is involved with it, and she said it will be a nice film, we know what Sorkin's reputation is. He's writing it, he's directing it, and the real story is not... Maybe Lucy might be the one who's not quite so lovable by the end of it. So here's the story. So this is fact. In March 1960, the day after they filmed the last episode of I Love Lucy, she filed for divorce on the grounds of extreme mental cruelty.
Extreme
mental cruelty. She claimed their 19 years of wedded life had been a nightmare that Desi Arnaz, this is all like was in her court document, sure, was a Jekyll and Hyde character who cheated on her with prostitutes and was a compulsive gambler and an alcoholic. Desi Arnaz, grandson of the founder of the Bacardi Rum Company.
I never knew.
Did anyone know that?
I never knew that.
What?
I didn't know that.
And Desi was even quoted on record one time when they had busted him. What's she so upset about? I don't take out other broads. I just take out hookers. So, biographers, friends.
Think of the time. Yeah, think of the time. Oh, my gosh.
Biographers, friends, and family members have also revealed, including Lucy Arnaz, that Lucille Ball did have a dark side. She was delightfully bubbly on screen, but she was a very tough broad in real life. Remember, she is a B-list movie actress in the 1940s who becomes an A-list megastar in the 50s with the most popular show that has ever aired on television. So by the time, you know, so they break up. I mean, she was absolutely adored by millions, you know. She was scarred. Apparently, her growing up life, she had an emotionally and very, very, very poor. We're talking dirt poor.
Right.
You know, not kids making fun of how you're, you know, very poor. So she, her comedic alter ego was, you know, this I Love Lucy, and she was the first woman to run a TV production company, the first to become a powerful executive. She had to fight to have Desi Arnaz be cast as her husband because the suit said they're not going to accept an American girl being married to somebody who looks like him.
Yep.
You know, Cuban American. And her, that show ran from 1951 to 57. So they did another show called the Desi, Lucy and Desi Comedy Hour for 3 years. That's when she filed for divorce. But I mean, that show still airs regular to this day at 70 some years later. And when Eisenhower was inaugurated, White House officials were absolutely thrilled when 29 million people tuned in. Until the next day when 44 million watched a critical episode of I Love Lucy. And when that show came on the air in 51, 11 million people watched it. And there were only 15 million people that owned TVs.
Well, there were only two channels, probably. Three
but
channels.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I get it. Everyone watched it.
Everyone watched it. There were only
at 15 the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah.
And Amy Poehler at the same time. No, she's making a documentary
about Lucille Ball.
Okay. And Lucille Ball's fans have always, because there have been stories about, you know, Lucille Ball, but she did have to fight to make it. I mean, her dad died when she was three, and, you know, they moved around. She was raised by her grandmother, and, I mean, they were so puritanical. They banned, there were no mirrors allowed in the house.
Kind of like our studio.
Yeah.
We don't have a mirror we don't have a mirror in here anymore.
Yeah.
You didn't break it, did you?
No, the Hello close. Kitty is just off the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. She wanted to be a stage actress, and in Hollywood she was the queen of the bees, and Henry Fonda went on a date with her and commented to the press, "Yuck," because Lucille Ball, she wore so much makeup. Somebody had told her she had bad skin once, but
oh my gosh.
In 1940, when she met Desi, very handsome Cuban-American band leader, just like on the show I Love Lucy, and they had starred together in a movie called Too Many Girls, which is appropriate considering he was such a compulsive womanizer.
Right.
She was 28, he was 23. He said
I didn't
later
know she was that much older.
That at their first encounter, she looked like a $2 hoe who'd been badly beaten by her pimp.
Okay, we're talking about Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
Yeah, but eloped and got married like just months later. And
serious.
They separated then in 1944 over his drinking and his cheating. But she had a temper, he had a temper, and then Lucy annulled the divorce. And she went from the courtroom right back into the arms of Desi. Friends were not surprised. They were mad about each other.
Yep.
And he was often away touring with his band, and she would just, you know, always be screaming and fighting. And this is what Lucy Arnaz has said, you know, my parents, when they were always fighting. If he was on the road, my mom knew he had other women.
Women, yep.
They were all aware of it. And her career was so on the rocks that in 1948, she couldn't get cast in any movies. And mm-hmm. CBS cast her in a radio series called My Favorite Husband.
Okay.
Which was so successful, they said, do a TV version.
Got it.
And then she said, only if my husband, because she wanted him to quit touring.
She wanted him to be at home.
Be her real life husband on TV. The TV show I Love Lucy. And they finally relented. So she did get her way. And it was just an immediate sensation. Like I said, 11 million families watched it with 15 million TV sets in the whole country. And it was just, people went crazy for it. And Ball always insisted she wasn't funny. She had funny writers and she was brave.
Hmm.
Carol Burnett has always said sort of similar things.
The writing is, yeah.
The other thing that Lucy got her way on and is that she and Desi persuaded CBS to film it rather than broadcast it live so it could be endlessly repeated. And smoking was required on the show because the sponsor was Philip Morris.
Got it.
And, you know, and she was anxious to get pregnant. She was almost 40. She had a number of miscarriages, and she finally had Lucy, right, a month before her 40th birthday. And then she got pregnant a year and a half later with Desi, and a prudish CBS said, you can't use the word pregnant. You have to use the word expecting. On the air.
Amazing.
And but then the success of I Love Lucy, he kind of got to be known as Mr. Ball. And he was
like what we called Ryan Phillippe, Mr. Witherspoon.
Yeah. His infidelity, when it was just, there was a big story in 1955, a big expose. And here's the wording. He sprinkled his affections all over Los Angeles for a number of years with a myriad of vice dollies. Which means prostitution. Mm-hmm. And he'd hired two prostitutes for a liaison with him and a buddy at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And Lucille Ball brought a copy of this story to the set of I Love Lucy. This could be in the Aaron Sorkin. And threw that at Desi Arnaz and said, I could give the paper so much better stories. And she said it in front of everybody. Wow. And she just was always, you know, giving him chances, but she was no angel. It's on right. She slapped a makeup man. She ripped the false eyelashes off another actress in the I Love Lucy cast, saying nobody else wears false eyelashes but me. And
excited for this.
Discovered that the notorious Tinseltown pimp, Scotty Bowers.
Oh, he is not in this.
He set up women. He got women for Desi Arnaz. She punched Scotty Bowers in the face at a party. She hit her husband with a hammer. She pulled a pistol out on him once. It had been converted into a cigarette lighter. And Lucy Arnaz told the Daily Mail, I think they would have loved to have been the Ricardos. They just weren't. And there was so much heavy drinking, and my dad had girlfriends. And she said, you know, so my mom just wasn't around for a lot of it. And by the time Lucy was the host of The Lucy Show, her next sitcom, then this won't be in it, but she fell out with a string of high, you know, falutin celebrity friends that were guests. Appearances, just as you know, remember that show.
Yeah, yeah.
So Joan Collins said Lucille Ball could outbitch her any day of the week.
Wow.
Dean Martin, if she touches me one more time, I'm going home. She pushed him around. Richard Burton never got over. He absolutely hated her till the end of his life. But Desi Arnaz never stopped loving Lucy, and she him even after they both remarried, and they did remain good friends.
They did, because there's pictures of them.
Yep. In 1986, and she died in 1989. So, yeah, now that I know that story, I'm all right. He's got some stuff to work with. He could just do the last week that show taped.
Oh, it sounds good. I'm excited for it. All right. Sounds good. That's Thank it. You. That was a good one.
Racco, did you enjoy it?
Yes, I was. Here? I'm trying to get a like a Phyllis clip for the next segment, so I only listen to the one.
Okay. Like all right. Okay. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. Oh, my gosh. Racco, that Mel Brooks' tweet about Chloris.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Boy, we're going to have him and Norman Lear just wrap those guys in bubble wrap.
I know.
Yeah. You know, but he directed her. I mean, he got Gene Wilder. Like, I mean, he's Mel Brooks is so funny. All of his movies still hold up.
And then his buddy Carl Weiner died this year.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, Racco, that you sent me that. His sweet.
Yeah, I think Young Frankenstein is on Stars, maybe. I was looking it up earlier in case you wanted to get your Leachman on tonight. Again, all the I don't think Phyllis streams anywhere, but I know Mary Tyler Moore's on Hulu.
I did love Phyllis, and I loved Rhoda. No, Rhoda. I loved Rhoda, and I loved Rhoda's little sister.
Yeah.
This is from our friend that worked at the St. Paul Hotel.
Yeah.
Waited on Chloris at least once a week when she was here doing Showboat.
Stayed
in the hotel for almost 3 months. She was very nice and a hoot.
I bet.
Yeah.
You just know it. I just know it. I don't know. Yeah, she was the Phyllis, and she was on Raising Hope. I mean,
I loved Raising Hope.
Yeah,
I thought that was fun.
Mama.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was fun. Yeah. Well, so she's passed away, 94.
Yeah, I know it. Damn it. Okay, and then, all right, let's just go over, point out if you just need to, you know, check at a face and check, is it our eyes?
We're just revisiting something we talked about at the beginning of our show today. Oh, my
Lori. Demi Moore walking the Fendi runway at Paris Fashion Week, so that's happening. It didn't look like there was really, I don't know who was in the audience.
I don't know that there's an audience.
Yeah, but anyway, and so, but she's walking in it, and she has a new face. Julia thinks there's fish hooks holding her two cheeks together behind her nose.
No, she's had...
Madonna did this. We saw Madonna's cheeks like this several years ago.
I don't understand. Well, what happens is she's put so much filler in her cheek that her mouth is turned down and it looks like she's got a trout pout. I don't know that a trout pout is an attractive look. I mean, Racco,
No.
It's not pretty.
She didn't look like this when she was doing her interviews last year for her amazing
book.
Memoir.
No, I know. So I'm
looking. This is a new procedure that she did. Here's one of the things maybe in the whole lockdown thing. Try not to stare at yourself in the mirror too long. Turn your Zoom camera off because it's giving people distorted vision.
Yeah.
And then they're going,
I can see the unfolding in the pictures of, it's really bad. You guys, it's so, you have to look. It is not just us. It's a cautionary tale.
It is.
It is going to tell people that you really
better get your doctor carefully and think about all the reasons why you might want to do something. And do you need to do something? I don't know what's gone on. I don't know why she thought
this was a good look.
If I still looked like that and I was in recovery, because maybe there's recovery, I would not be walking in a Fendi fashion show.
Oh, my gosh.
So people already are lying to her and telling her that she looks great.
Well, people lie to celebrities all the time.
People lie to people all the time.
People lie to people. I'm not going to lie to you if you come back with that mouth.
Julia, I would never...
I have begged Dr. Crutchfield, please do something with my mouth. Nope, you don't need it. You don't need it. I mean, that's what you want. You want someone to tell you no, that you don't need it.
Because it would do something weird to
certain
your
people
face.
It doesn't work for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We're freezing in here. We've decided now that the photos are not up on the wall.
It's starting to get cold in here.
The men used to give us some
Yeah, it's getting real chilly in here.
It is chilly.
By the way, I mean, you haven't really been hyping it, but your video is posted, right?
Our shanties on the Lori
what
and
do you
Julia.
Think, Racco?
I've watched it once. I like it. I mean, I was the cinematographer.
You were the cinematographer and the lyricist.
That's true.
Bring it to the fair in charge admission. Bring it to the fair in charge admission. Bring it to the fair in charge admission now that we're remodeling.
I actually think that verse got cut. I had to cut it down to a minute.
Oh, you did.
So I got rid of a lot of the boohoo and now she's coming.
I love that Hannah has spelled it C-chanty.
Well, she's a Gen Zer. She doesn't know.
It's Shanty.
It's Shanty.
I know.
I mean,
you figured she would know this because the sea shanties were blowing up TikTok.
TikTok, exactly. Come on, Anna. Yeah, well, you know, not everybody's a good speller. And people are phonetic.
Oh.
People.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
See, I have seriously hives before I post anything because I'm like, Lori, look at it, look at it.
Yeah.
And you don't want to look at it. I'm like, just look at it.
Is it because you
and tweeting, you just repost stuff. You don't have to create the words.
But sometimes I do.
Yeah, like barely. You did today with Sea Shanty. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that.
No, but I
do that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you tweeted Julia.
Well, I tweet from Insta. But Lori is such a speller and a grammar girl that I make everything run through you.
See what a nice team we are?
We do. It works well because I get hives if I spell something wrong and then I'm like, and you're like, you spelled it wrong. And I'm like, did I?
And you think a baby stroller is called a birth, what did you call it?
Birth rider.
A birthing cart.
A birthing cart. That's it.
Yeah, she was pushing her birthing cart down the street.
We were struggling with words.
Yeah. Otherwise known as a wheelbarrow.
That was yesterday's show. Oh, my gosh. All right. So Halsey's pregnant. We didn't even talk about that today. Who cares?
Mazel. Congratulations. I hope you really like the guy that you're having a baby with. I think she has endometriosis and she's like 26, 27.
She's wanted to get pregnant for a long time.
Because her doctor has told her if you ever want to have children, at the very least, freeze your eggs.
Right. Do something now.
So she's been out loud talking about that because, you know, women have to deal with that fact of life.
Yeah,
about
you do.
Our egg span life, whereas men's sperm unfairly goes on forever.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's a whole different world.
It's just an inequality. So you just make yourself equal. And if you know that somehow you think that's going to be important to you, you know, start saving your money. Don't get Botox at 27. Start saving your money for your eggs.
For your eggs.
You won't need the Botox till you're, you know.
But people are doing it at 21.
Yeah, fine. But be careful.
That is a look at Demi Moore's new photo.
Right.
And then send us a note. Kristen Stewart as Dana. So on the Lo J Show page, we posted. It's a good viewing today. All right, everybody have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow.
Job done. Off you go.